This morning, I'm going to be talking about burdens to bear. And essentially, I have picked two types of general burdens. One is physical burdens, and the second is spiritual burdens. Not that spiritual burdens are burdens, but it's actually sin. The physical burdens, first of all, there's health issues. Each and every one of us have different sicknesses we go through, and also disease. One of the diseases that we are currently under is this coronavirus that is essentially changing our lives and is causing us burdens. We also have aging burdens. Aging issues where we were all born to die, except if you go to the Thessalonian letter, Paul writes to the saints at Thessalonica in chapter 4, verses 15 to 17. And I'd like to just read verse 17. He says, "Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So we shall always be with the Lord." So those are the only times that those people won't die. But yes, we all are going to die. And also we have life issues related to our jobs, education, and government. Each one gives us different types of burdens. If you look at the Moses, who had given the leadership to Joshua, he said in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 5 and 6, look to the right, I'm sorry, he said, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble at them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you." So God will be with Joshua and also with us. And David, when he was fleeing from Saul, he wrote this psalm, number 147, verses 1 to 7. I'd like to read verses 4 and 5. "Look to the right and see, for there is no one who regards me. There is no escape for me, and no one cares for my soul. I cry out to you, O Lord. I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living." And he goes on further when he's successful in his military endeavors. In Psalms 18, 1 through 50, which I won't read the whole thing, I'll just pick a few verses. David says, "I love you, O Lord, my strength, my The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield, and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. You had also given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand upholds me, and your gentleness makes me great." So God is with him, and he is also with us. So let's keep that in remembrance. And Jesus, when he had given the apostles the commission to evangelize the world, he said, "Go baptize and teach." But the verse I like to focus on is verse 20. "I am with you always, even to the end of the age." So Jesus was with his apostles, so they didn't go alone. And finally, Christians, God gives Christians the Holy Spirit at baptism. In Acts 2:38, Peter said to them, "Repent and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." So God is with us. Then there's spiritual burdens. And that shows that it's basically sin, sin in our lives. In Romans chapter 3, verse 23, Paul had written, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." We always have the burden of sin. But yet we have an avenue for forgiveness through repentance and prayer. In 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9, we read, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us of all righteousness. But we have to do something on our part. Also, Christians have a responsibility to bear the burdens of one. The second responsibility that goes with it is the spiritual believer who seeks to restore a fallen brother is to help hold him up once he's back on our feet. And thirdly, the responsibility for Christmas is to restore such a one in the spirit of gentleness. We find this instructions in Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Brethren, even if anyone is caught up in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. Each one looking to yourself so that you too will not be tempted. Bear one another's burdens and therefore fulfill the law of Christ. That's a responsibility we have. We have an example of this in the book of Acts, chapter 11, verses 27 to 30, the church of Antioch. Now, at this time, some prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch. One of them named Agabus stood up and began to indicate by the Spirit that there would certainly be a great famine all over the world. And then this took place in the reign of Claudius. In the portion that any of the disciples had means, each of them determined to send a contribution for the relief of the brethren living in Judea. And this they did, sending it in charge of Barnabas and Saul to the elders. We have the coronavirus with us, and there are people working towards that end to eliminate that. Paul also has additional instructions in Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 8 regarding burdens. He said, be of the same mind, maintain the same love, be united in spirit, intend on one purpose. So we should focus all together, and that is to worship God. He continues and says, do nothing for selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. He also continues, do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but the interests of others. And he says in verse 5 that we should have the same attitude as Jesus had. And if you look at Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 8, I won't read that, but I'll focus on the attitude that Jesus had in verse 6 through 8. Jesus said, who he existed in the form of God did not regard equally with God a thing to be grasped. But he emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men, being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even on the cross. And he did that for us. He bore our burdens, our sins to the cross. We also see that we should bear our own load. Paul said in Galatians chapter 6, verses 3 to 5, if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one must examine his own work, and then he will have a reason for boasting in regards to him alone, and not to regard to another. For each one will bear his own load. So we have a responsibility to bear our own load. We see that Paul gives us an example that he bore his load. He tells the saints at Thessalonica in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 7 through 10. For you yourselves know how you ought to follow our example. because we did not act in an undisciplined manner among you, nor did we eat anyone's bread without paying for it. But with labor and hardship, we kept working night and day so that we would not be a burden to any of you. Not because we did not have the right to do this, but in order to offer ourselves as a model to you so that you would follow our example. For even when we were with you, we used to give you this order. If anyone is not willing to work, then he is not to eat either. So we should bear our own burdens. We see that it's important in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may be recompensed for his deeds in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. And John says in the Revelation chapter 20 and verse 15, if anyone's name was not written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. So we ourselves have a responsibility. As Christians, we should share our Christian virtues. Number one, have compassion. We see in James chapter 5, verses 19 and 20, my brethren, if any among you strays from the truth and the one turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. So we should have compassion. We also should be humble. In Matthew chapter 23, verses 11 and 12, we read, but the greatest among you shall be your servant. Whoever exalts himself shall be humbled, and whoever humbles himself shall be exalted. So one of the virtues, again, is humbleness. And also we should do good to all men. In Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, we read, let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we'll reap if we do not grow weary. So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those in a household of faith. So we should be wearing these Christian virtues. So looking at it, God is with us. He is in control. We should ask God to forgive our sins. We also should bear one another's burdens. That fulfills the law of Christ. We also should bear our own burdens because we are accountable for that. We should display or practice our Christian virtues, which are compassion, humility, and we should do good to all men. Should we always keep this in mind because we're going through some trials in our lives. We are going through some burdens that we were strapped by the virus, the coronavirus. So just bear that in mind, and remember, we have a responsibility to our brethren and also to us. And if you are listening and you have some sin on your account and you want us to pray for you, let us know. And if you aren't a child of God, we will accommodate you in this time so that you can become a child of God and have your sins forgiven.